Good morning. So yesterday we had gotten to the middle of Kuf Gimel on the days, 103B, correct. We're in the discussions of when Kohanim have a right to the skin of a korban. The Torah talks about olas ish. The Mishnah said it's not only about an ola. It's really any korban of kodshe kodshim that Kohanim have a right to. So the Braisa discussed what's the source that all kodshe kodshim Kohanim have a right to. So Rabbi Yishmael said in this Braisa, it's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Rabbi Yishmael says you don't even need a pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Ora Ola Ein Li Ela HaOla. When the pasuk said Ora Ola, I would have thought only an Ola. Oros Kache Kachem Inai. So how do I know that the skins of Kache Kachem also go to Kohanim? So the answer is with Dinu. It would have said it's a Kal V'Chomer. If in Ola, where they don't have a right to the meat, they get all of the skin. Kachay kachim. So when you talk about a chatas or an ashram, shazachu b'saran, where they are entitled to the meat, and a din shazachu b'oran, so certainly the kohanim are entitled to the skins. And if you're going to say to me, mizbeach yochiyach, well, think about the altar. Shazachu b'basar, sometimes the altar gets the meat, like with an ola, v'lo zachu b'oran, yet the altar doesn't get any of the skin. So ma'al mizbeach shekein, lo zachah b'miktas. The answer is that the Mizbeach never gets any of the skin. Tamar b'kohanim, how can you compare that to the Kohanim? Shezachah b'miktas, where they get the skin with an ola, where the Pasuk says explicitly that the Kohanim get the skin. So the Pasuk said explicitly Kohanim get the skin with ola, so that's what we're going to say. Through logic, they'll also get the skin with chatas and asha. So hol v'zachah b'miktas, since we're in Ola, they get the skin, even though they're not getting any of the meat. Certainly in Chatas and Ashram, where they're getting the meat, Zachu B'Kula, they get the skin. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Rabbi Omer, Kol Atzma Lo Hutzrachnu El Or Ola Bilvad. The Pasuk telling you that Kohanim gets skin is only needed for Ola. But in regards to Chatas and Ashram, of course the Kohanim get the skin. Because in all areas the skin goes with the meat. Think about parman esraf, musirman esraf, karbanos that are burned entirely, like the bull paralam davar shel tzibur, where nothing of it is eaten. It's all burned. We're going to see in today's daf where it's burned. So what's burned? Hein vo rosein esraf v'nimayim. It's the meat that's burned together with the skins. So therefore, and continuing, a chatas or an asham or zivche shalmei tibur, where matana le kohen, where the kohen gets to eat the meat, he gets the meat as a gift, he also gets the skins as a gift, and therefore ratzu mafshitin osan, if the kohen wants he can skin off the skin and use it. Lo ratzu, if they don't want, ochan osan al gabi oran, the skin is their gift, they can eat the meat with the skin. Kachim kal, let's say a shlamit, the bailam, it's the owners who get the meat. Then they're entitled also to the skin. Ratzu mafshitin osan, and if they want, they can skin off the skin and take it off and use it for something. Ratzu, if they want, ochlan osan, they can use the skin to eat it together with the meat. Al gabe oran.
The owners.
The owners. So you see, all over, the skin goes along with the meat. Whatever happens to the meat, that's what happens to the skin. So now, avol ola, namar ba, but with the ola, then I would say, it's just like the meat is burned, the skin should be burned. So, with ola, the pasuk says, v'hivshid es ola v'nitzach osal v'nasachea, the skin has to be removed and then cut up into pieces. And then it says, v'arach v'os ha'nasach mela'esh, that the pieces are burned on the fire. So I might think that the Kohanim are not entitled to the skin, because the skin goes along with the meat. Since the meat gets burned, I would think that the skin should be burned. So for Ola, I need a pasuk telling me, or Ola, Asher Yikriv, the skin of the Ola that he brought, Lo Yihiyah, that belongs to him, to the Kohen.
The Kohen, not
Yeah, but that's what I need the pasuk for. But to tell me that the skin of a chatas goes to the kohen, that's obvious.
Because
he gets the meat.
But the ola is not getting the ola nisrefet.
Now the Rebbe continues. The verse had said, "Va'kohen amakrivas olas ish, or olas sher ikriv la kohen lo yiyeh." Why does it add the words "lo yiyeh"? It shall be his. Prat letzvul yom. That's to exclude a kohen who was impure, went to the mikvah, and he's waiting for the sun to set. So we've seen already that such a kohen is not entitled to get a share of the meat. Now we're seeing he also doesn't get the skin. Or a mechusar kippurim, or a kohen who's still missing some karbanos to complete his purity. Or an onen, a kohen who lost a relative. Since they can't do the service, just like we learned earlier, they can't get the meat, they also do not get the skin. That's what Rebbe says. Now, why do I need another pasuk to tell me they can't get the skin once I already know they can't get the meat? I think they can't get a share of meat because the meat is for eating. And these people still have some tumas, so they can't eat right now. But maybe they should be able to get skin because the skin's not going to be eaten. Tam Aloma, so that's what Rebbe says. The verse says, Lo yiyeh, it shall be to him. It's to be a worthy Kohen who's the one who gets skin, excluding a Kohen who's still somewhat impure. He hasn't brought his karbanos of Zav or of Metzorah, or the sun hasn't set on him. He's not yet entitled to skin. That's the Braisa. Asks the Gemara now on this Braisa, Vitana Kama, the very first Tana, who needs a Pasuk, Asher Yakriv, to tell me that all karbanos, namely kachay kachim, chatas, and asham, a kohen gets the skin. Nami typically medina. Why doesn't he do like Rabbi Yishmael and learn it from logic? So the answer is he could have learned it from logic. And also that's the bekavu chomer terech v'kasav lakra. Sometimes you have things you could figure out through logic. Nevertheless, the Torah writes them anyway. Rabbi Yishmael, who learned it from logic, hi asher yikriv my avilet. What's he going to do with the words asher yikriv that the Tanakama used to tell me? That teaches that the Kohen gets the skin of Chatas and Asham. So he'll tell you, Prat Letzvul Yom Chusa Kippurim V'Oni. He learns from Asher Hikriv, what we just said from Rebbe, that a Kohen who's a little bit impure, a Kohen who's waiting for the sun to set, went to the mikvah, a Kohen who needs still that his karbana should be brought for him, he's not entitled to skin. Why do you need the words Asher Hikriv? Why don't you do from what Rebbe did? Take it from the words Lo Yiyah. He has to be a worthy coin to get skin. Answer is Rabbi Shmuel Etzameh. Rabbi Shmuel uses Lo Yiyah for something else. Dam Rabbi Yochman Shem Rabbi Shmuel. Namar Ba'ola. It says by Ola Lo Yiyah. V'namar Ba'asham Lo Yiyah. So since it said here Lo Yiyah and it says in regards to Asham Lo Yiyah, we have a gzeira shava, same phrase appearing in two different contexts, to tell me malahal and atzmos mutarim. Just like in asham, the bones are permitted. You can get benefit from the bones. Afkan, so to an ola atzmos mutarim, even though you're burning all of the meat, the bones, you can get benefit from them. The Gemara says mufni, and you'll have to say that those words are extra, and the gzeira shava is based on extra words. Because if it's not extra words, we can challenge it with a question. If it's not extra words, I'll tell you what my question would be. In the asham, the meat is permitted. So that's where the bones would be permitted. But in the ola, where the meat is burned, I wouldn't say that the bones should be permitted. So the Gemara says, yes, lo yiyez, krayaseruhu, lo yiyez, an extra verse. Okay, next Mishnah, talking about still the law that the skin of karbanos is given to the kohanim.
Why did they make a big deal about this skin here? You know,
everything sacred has a big deal about it.
But it's sacred because the Kohen, there's no restriction. He
correct.
Can do whatever. He can take it home.
Yeah, make a mattress, a carpet.
So, but you know, like the meat, they split them between the Kohanim, right?
Yeah.
So the skin, they do the same thing. They cut it out. The small.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a huge project to do the skin off of a ball.
It's not easy, you know.
That's right.
We used to do it in my house, you know, in the sheep, only sheep, you know. It's more, compared to a wall.
They
like
had
that,
hooks and the Beit HaMikdash to hang these animals on the hooks, and then they would skin it. Yeah, it was a big deal.
Air into the skin.
There was no internet. They were not busy. They were
the miracles.
But it had to go to a Kohen that was on the watch, right?
Yes.
It couldn't go to a Kohen that was
clocked
out.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So next Mishnah. Kala Kodshim. All the different karbanos that their skin goes to the Kohen, namely the Ola, the Chatas, and the Asham. Shira ben Psul, Kodum Lev Shaitan. That this carbon got disqualified before the skin was taken off of the frame of the animal. Eino Rosein LaKohanim. And the skin does not go to the Kohanim. Because the carbon that gets disqualified is burned, and the skin is also burned with it. But if the skin was taken off and then it was disqualified, the acharef shaitan, then orosei and lakohanim, and the kohanim get the skin. And the meat of the carbon, which now became disqualified, will be burnt. Amar b'chanina's got a kohanim. We know that there was this person, Reb Chanina, who kept being appointed as the assistant to Kohanim Gedolim. So Reb Chanina's got a kohanim said, Miyamai lo ra'isi or shiyotzi l'mei sasreifa. I never saw skin being taken out to be burned. In other words, even if the carbon gets disqualified before the skin was taken off, that doesn't mean that the whole thing is burned. The skin could still be taken off and given to the Kohanim. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Midvara from Reb Chanina's Kana Kohanim's words, Laman, we learn, Shamavshit es ha-bechor. Let's say someone takes the skin off of an animal which is bechor, a firstborn. V'nim tzatrefa. Then they discover that the animal has holes in the lungs. It's not kosher. You're supposed to burn it. She'osu ha-kohanim ba'oro. The Kohanim are still allowed to enjoy the meat. The skin. The skin they can still enjoy. They can take it as leather. Even though it's clearly had a disqualification from before. But from before, it doesn't matter. Now, Chacham disagree. Chacham say, Reb Chanina's Kana Konim said, Lo ra'isi or shiyotzi lebeis ha-shefa. I never saw skin being taken out to be burned. Chacham say, in lo ra'inu raya. The fact that you never saw something is not a proof. So you never saw it. Maybe it happened. Ella, rather, the Chacham disagree. They say, if there is a disqualification that it was there before it was skinned, Yetzel Beis HaSreifa, the skin is taken out to be burned in the Beis HaSreifa.
But the meat is not that, is Treifa too, the meat.
Yeah, the meat is certainly burnt.
Everything.
Okay. Now says the Gemara. Our Mishnah said, the Mishnah before this, Mishnah Kuf Gimel said, Kol Shelo Zacham Mizbeach B'Vesara, any carbon that the Mizbeach is not entitled to the meat, that it has a disqualification. Lo Zachu HaKohanim Ba'Ora. The Kohanim are not entitled to the skin. So it sounds like any disqualification, it doesn't matter when it happened, whether it happened before the skin was taken off, it happened after the skin was taken off. Something like Afal Gavda Afshatela or Kodam Zrika, even if the skin was taken off before the blood was thrown, and then when the blood was thrown, there was something disqualifying it.
Pickle?
Yeah, pickle. Now the skin cannot go to the Kohanim. That's what our earlier Mishnah said. Like, now our Mishnah here says that if the disqualification happens before it was skinned, then it doesn't go to Kohanim. But if the disqualification happens after the skin was taken off, it would still go to the Kohanim. That's our Mishnah. But earlier it didn't sound like that. Earlier it sounded like anything that's disqualified, the skin's not going to the Kohanim. So the Gemara says, Mani? So who is that Mishnah? Answers the Gemara. Or who is our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Belazar Bishimoni. Who? So who would say that if the skin was taken off and then there's a disqualification, which is ruining the meat, and then the blood is thrown, that the skin is still not going to go to the Kohanim. So that's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amar, who holds she'ein adam ratza la'or b'fnei atzma, that if skin was taken off of the animal, and then the meat of the carbon gets disqualified, so now there's no point in the blood doing anything for the meat. It can't do anything for the meat. So the blood will also not do anything for the skin. And therefore the skin can't be given to the Kohanim. But if so, that's against... But then what are we going to do the following? Ema Seifa. Look about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Kol HaKachin She'er Ben Psul Kol Demev Sheitan. If there was a disqualification before the skin was taken off, Eino Rosein LaKohanim. Then the Kohanim don't get the skin. But Lacharev Sheitan. But if there was a disqualification after the skin was taken off, Orosein LaKohanim, the skin will go to the Kohanim. Sounding like, even if the disqualification happened after the skin was taken off, but before the blood was thrown. Asan the Rebbe, so that's going to be like Rebbe, to Amar who holds, Hadam Ratzal or Bifnei Atzmo, that if the skin is taken off and blood is thrown, so the blood can work just for the skin, even though it doesn't work for the meat. So what's going on? Reisha is the first Mishnah, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, the Seifa, now the second Mishnah is Rebbe. So Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Mida Seifa Rebbe, Reisha Nami Rebbe. Really both Mishnayos are the view of Rebbe. The earlier Mishnah said, didn't seem to say that. It is saying it. Umoder Rebbe, Shein Hefshet Kodem Zrika. Rebbe's point is that they normally would not take the skin off before they threw the blood. So when that Mishnah says that, if the Mizbeach is entitled to the blood, then the Kohanim are entitled to the skin, that's fine, because it's not talking about where the skin was separated already. The skin is still on the animal.
But, Rabbi, they shecht the animal, they took the blood, and they sprinkled it, is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. Now, they opened up the animal, and they found out that the animal was blemished.
Yeah.
Okay? So that blood was...
No good.
No good.
Right.
So why they don't hold on to the blood, open up the animal to see everything kosher like Pesach, and then they start, splashing the blood, make sure everything is 100%. Is anything in the wrong, direction they were doing?
It's a good point. I don't know.
That once he sprinkles the blood for a chatas, he atones. If he sprinkles, even if the animal is...
That we said if the it could create atonement, but it still doesn't mean that it was the right thing to do.
Because I'm sure if the blood was no good, they had to wash everything off.
No.
Clean everything off again, no?
No. So that's one answer. One answer is that both Mishnayos are Rebbe. Rav Amar Rava said no. Mida Reish Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Since the first Mishnah is Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, Seifa Nami Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. The second Mishnah is Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Umay kodem hefshet. And what did the Mishnah mean when it said if the carbon was disqualified before it was skinned? Umay acher hefshet. And what does it mean if the carbon was disqualified after it was skinned? It means kodem sheniru lehefshet. If it was disqualified before we were ready to skin it. Or if it was disqualified achar sheniru lehefshet, after it was ready to be skinned. And what is that moment of making it ready to be skinned? The throwing of the blood. So if it's disqualified before the blood was thrown, or disqualified after the blood was thrown. So my Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, where do we have this argument between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon that we're talking about the fact that the two Mishnayos seem to contradict each other? The Tanya Hinton of Brisa. Rebbe, Omer Rebbe says, Hadam Eratzal Or Bifnei Atzmo. Throwing of the blood sometimes works just for the skin. It couldn't work for the meat, but it just worked for the skin. In other words, let's say you have a chatas or an asham, and the meat of the chatas and asham were disqualified before the blood was thrown. So now throwing the blood is not going to help them, but throwing the blood is going to work just for the skin. Now the kohanim will be able to get the skin. Ukeshu'e ma'basar. And when the skin is still on the meat, no lad bo psul, and then the meat becomes disqualified. Bein kodem zika, bein lachar zika, whether before the throwing of the blood or even after the throwing of the blood. Hareyu kiyotze bo. Then the skin will have the same status as the meat. And when the meat has to be burned because it got disqualified, the skin will also have to be burned. However, Rabbi Shimon says, no, throwing of the blood is not going to work just for skin. In adam eratzal or b'fnei atzma, throwing of the blood can never just work for skin. It's only a throwing of a blood for kosher meat that can work for skin. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon says like this, ukeshu im abasar, if the skin is still with the meat, then no lad bo psul kodem zrika, if there was some disqualification before the blood was thrown, hareu kiyotze bo, then the meat and the skin get burned. However, achar zrika, but if there's a disqualification that happened after the blood was thrown, hurtza basar sha'achas, when the blood was thrown, the meat was already had become permitted for that moment. Okay? So therefore, now that it became disqualified, yafshitenu, take the skin off, or le kohanim, and the kohanim can get it. This is the argument between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon that we quoted before.
So they're still arguing if to Zilkat Adam not giving yet their or? They're still not agreeing that the or after Zilkat Adam still machloket?
That's for sure, but the question is, what happens if the skin is on the meat, and then it becomes disqualified?
But the zrika was, it happened already.
The zrika happened, right? So Gemara now says, maybe lema, maybe the Amtin Belezer Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Bidur Belezer Rabbi Yeshua Kamifluki is really dependent on the Amtin Belezer Rabbi Yeshua. The verse says, "Vasis olos secha basar v'adam," and you shall do your olos, the blood and the meat. So Rabbi Yeshua Omer, it means like this: "Im ein dam ein basar, im ein basar ein dam." It means if you don't have blood, you don't have meat. If you don't have meat, you don't have blood. In other words, if the throwing of the blood wasn't kosher, if you don't have blood, and the meat's not kosher. And if, let's say, you don't have meat because let's say, a dead rodent fell on the meat, so there's no meat here, it's kosher, but then you're not allowed to throw the blood. You don't have blood.
So if you throw the blood in the wrong line, everything becomes alive.
Like
the Cohen takes the blood, the
sicker?
Yeah.
Like he misses?
You miss it and it trips.
It could be, yeah.
The skin's not.
It could be.
Even if it's invalid, there's still nothing.
And the way Rebbe Elazar reads this pasuk, Vasis olosecha basar v'adam, Rebbe Elazar Omer, no. The way to read it is like this, Dam, afal pi shein basar. You throw the blood, even if you don't have any meat to be making kasha through this blood, because let's say the meat's already tummy, but the blood on its own should be thrown. Shanamar, as the verse says, V'dam zavachecha yishafeh. And you should pour the blood, and then you'll eat the meat. Imkein, if so, matam olomar, why did the verse say, V'asiso losecha basar v'adam? You'll do your olos, the meat and the blood. Lomar, I have to tell you like this. Madam Bizrika, just like the blood is thrown, Af Basar Bizrika, that there was a gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach, and the meat that's going into the fires of the Mizbeach has to actually be thrown. Halamarta, here you learn, Sherevach Yesh Ben Kevesh La Mizbeach, and the blood, the meat is actually thrown. You throw it, he throws it into the fire. So Gemara is suggesting maybe this argument between Rabbi and Belez Rabbi Shimon about the question if you threw the blood after the meat was already pasul, if the throwing of the blood works just for the skin, maybe that's this argument. Madamar Hurtza, the one who says that just throwing the blood when the meat is already pasul still works just for the skin. That's Krib Elazar, who holds that there can be blood throwing without any meat. Madamar Lohurtza, the one who says it didn't work for the skin. That's Krib Yeshua, who says there's no such thing as a blood throwing that's not mach, that's not permitting meat. The connection between blood and meat is just that just like blood is thrown, meat is thrown, but not to say that the blood has to be for a meat. So the question is like this. Ali b'Rabbi Elazar, who says, according to Rabbi Elazar, the second opinion, who says that you can throw blood even when the meat became tame, for example. Kuliyamalo pligi, so certainly the throwing of the blood would work just to permit the skin, even though the carbon's tame. He pleaded, there would be an argument, though, Aliba Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Madam Alohur, to the one who says that the throwing of the blood doesn't work to permit the skin to the Kohanim, will say, I'm like Rabbi Yeshua. Blood throwing has to be for meat, not for skins. Madam Alohur, to the one who says that the blood throwing would work to permit the skin to Kohanim, I'm like, I'll tell you. Ad kam lokam Rabbi Yeshua hasam. Rabbi Yeshua there said that if the meat was pasul, there's no point in throwing the blood. El babasa. It's no point of the blood for the meat. Through the throwing of the blood, it's not going to accomplish anything. The lekup say to lekonim, because there anyway, that meat is prohibited to the konim because it became impure. Avol or, but in regards to skin, the lekup say to lekonim, if we're not going to allow the throwing of the blood, kohanim are going to lose out. They're not going to get skin. So afilu Rabbi Yeshua moza, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that if the blood was thrown, since it's to help Kohanim, we would allow the Kohanim to keep the skin. Because that would be considered like when you're not supposed to throw the blood because the meat became pasul, became tummy. But the evet, if you threw the blood, it works, as Roger pointed out. Ditzan, as we've learned. Nitma basar, let's say the meat of a carbon became tummy. O nifsal was disqualified because a low-level tummy person touched it. O shiyatza chutz l'klayim, or the meat went out of the azara, was taken out of the azara. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Yizrok, still throw the blood. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, lo Yizrok, don't throw the blood. But Mother Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Yeshua agrees, she'im zarak hurtza, that if you threw the blood, it did work. So that's the same. Maybe if you threw the blood, it would work in regards to the skin.
But the blood they had, they couldn't wait because it would get...
It's true, too. Congeal.
So they kind of had to rush that.
That's also true. And maybe that addresses...
Yeah, why they could...
But you could always first. You could always stir it.
Amr
Reb Chanina's Gana Kohanim. Reb Chanina's Gana Kohanim said, I never saw a skin taken out to be burned. And the Chacham said, the fact that you didn't see is not a proof.
You didn't see.
The Gemara says, below, is that true that skins are never taken out to be burned? But what about those karbanos like Paralim Davar Shel Tzibur, or the Par of Yom Kippur, or the Sayer of Avodah Zarah, or the whole thing is taken out to be burned? The Gemara says, what he meant was L'mitzvahs and L'karmin. He's not talking about where that's the mitzvah, you're supposed to don't go burn them. He's saying, I never saw a karban that had become disqualified that the skin was taken out to be burned. 1 second, says the Gemara. Vare kodem hefshet v'kodem zrika. But let's say it became disqualified before it was skinned and before the blood was thrown. And everybody agrees that it's supposed to be burned when it's still, as we said, when it's still on the frame. So chalutz karmin, so the point was, if a skin was already skinned, I never saw it taken out to just be burned. Asks the Gemara, v'ika achar hefshet. The kodem zrika l'Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. But what about if it was skinned and it became disqualified before the blood was thrown? Where according to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, the Amr who says, "Ein adam iratza l'or b'fnei atzmo," you're not going to throw blood to just work for skin. It's not going to work just for skin. So the skin gets burnt. So b'chanin eskana konim ki Rabbi svirle. He was like Rabbi that the throwing of the blood would work just for skin. He by the same alternatively, I feel it took me to Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. He could even hold like Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. That if it was a disqualification after it was skinned, but before the blood was thrown, in theory, you would burn the skin, but it just never happened. Because Moder Rebbe Sheinef Shekodim Mizrika, because it never would happen that they would skin the animal before they would throw the blood. Ask Gemara still, how could you bring Chanina Skanakonim and say, I never saw a skin burned? Let's say you have a situation where you find in the intestines of the animal that it's a trefa. So that means that it was possible before anything had happened. And in such a case, you are supposed to burn the whole thing. Ksaver, he holds that no. Nimtzis trefa b'vnei me'ayim meratza. That if you find that there's a trefa in the intestines, the blood that's thrown would still make the skin givable to Kohanim. Because you only notice this disqualification after the skin was taken off. Tekanam, we can prove that to Katani, because that's what we had in our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Midvar of Lamanu, from his words of Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim, we learned Shamashidas HaBachar B'nim says Trefa, that if they skinned off the Bachar and then they find that it's a Trefa, that still the Kohanim are still entitled to the skin. Shmamina, that's exactly right. So if Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim already said this, what's Rabbi Akiva telling us? A kamashmal on Rabbi Akiva's point is, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, even a Bukhar who has a Balmum, who's supposed to be slaughtered out of the Beis HaMikdash, and the slaughtering is to permit it to be eaten. If it died before it was slaughtered, then it's supposed to be buried. You can't get benefit from the skin. So Rabbi Akiva is saying, if it was slaughtered, and then as it was skinned, you find it's a trefa, so you're supposed to bury it, but nevertheless, the skin you're allowed to get benefit from. Because you only notice that it was a trefa after it was skinned.
Does the knife and the kalim become
trefa
too?
No.
It's not that trefa like we
spoke. Right. I'm Rabbi Akiva bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, though. That a Bechor, like Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim, Rabbi Akiva lo amar ela kesheitiro mumche. When an expert had looked at it and said that it had a full mum, you're allowed to slaughter the Bechor. Avaloitiro mumche, but if you didn't have an expert to examine it, lo, then Rabbi Akiva didn't say that the skin can go to the Kohanim. But the halacha is kedivrei chachamim, not like Rabbi Yochanan. The halacha is like the chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim, and they say that if there's a blemish that had been there before the skinning, even though it was only noticed after the skinning, we burn the skin and we do not give it to the Kohanim. Yes, we're very good.
Thank you.